Welcome to the Benchmark Weekly Civil Law Review.
On Friday, the 3rd of May, 2024. Azimi Tabar and Commonwealth of Australia. Full Court of the Federal Court of Australia. Immigration detention in hotels while receiving medical treatments in Australia was validly authorised under the Migration Act 1958 Commonwealth. Alford and AMP Superannuation Limited. Federal Court of Australia. Approval of the court granted to discontinue or narrow certain claims in a class action against superannuation trustees. Commons, trading as Subsonic Music, and certain Lloyd's underwriters subscribing to policy number ALTCNX1900332, trial judgment, Federal Court of Australia. Separate questions answered about the construction of an event cancellation insurance policy after a music festival was cancelled due to bushfires. AIG Australia Limited and HANA, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Insurer who had voided a policy on the basis of misinformation given by the insured after an accident was liable to indemnify the insured. Tasevsky and Westpac Banking Corporation, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Workers' Compensation Appeal Panel had erred in not concluding that there had been no error in a medical assessment. Henderson and Canterbury Helston Park RSL Club Limited, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Appeal Panel of Personal Injury Commission had misconstrued Clause 1.32 of the New South Wales Workers' Compensation Guidelines for the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment. O'Delly and Gabrielle, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Tenant in common failed to prove trust over the entire property, and trustees for sale should be appointed. Trident Ostwide Proprietary Limited and Bagcorp Proprietary Limited as trustee for the Rico Tea Trust, Supreme Court of New South Wales. A retiring minority partner was entitled to its aliquot share of the value of the business, including goodwill, without deduction on the basis of lack of control and lack of marketability of that share. Box Hill OHP and Whitehorse CC, Supreme Court of Victoria. Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal had not erred in affirming a refusal by counsel to grant a permit for a service station. Nasseri and Wellington Builders Proprietary Limited and Oars, Supreme Court of Victoria. Corporate trustee of Units Trust, controlled by the owner of land, was, on a building contract's proper construction, a party to that contract, and was therefore liable under the Building and Construction Industry Security of Payment Act 2002, Victoria. Manka and Tays Australia Beanley Proprietary Limited, Court of Appeal of Queensland. Primary judge had not erred in dismissing negligence action brought by abattoir worker against employer after he had slipped on stairs in the blooding floor area. Woods and Northern Territory of Australia, Supreme Court of the Northern Territory. Appeal dismissed against judgment of the Work Health Court that an employer had acquitted its liability under the Return to Work Act 1986 Northern Territory, where there were two alleged injuries.
Thank you for listening.